Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury, currently recording this late at night, just after a rainstorm. I got a really early start tomorrow, so it's going to be a short one. They're all pretty short, though, to be fair. I just wanted to record it because it's a big day tomorrow, so I didn't think I'd have time to record one, so I'll record it the night before, and then hopefully knock it out tomorrow. Anyway, so today's episode is about how to make a home escape plan. Why would you need a home escape plan? Well, in case there's a fire, in case you need to escape an intruder, any reason you need to escape your home, right? So this is a very generic one. So the first thing is to know the exits, right? So you should be able to exit, like, know all the exits from every room in your house, and then know the exits from your house to outside, and you need multiple. Don't just have one exit. You need at least two, preferably more. It'd be awesome if you could have an exit from every room to the outside, every room that's on that's able to lead straight outside. If it's a two-story house already, you might have fire ladders, something like that. So that's a good idea. So know all your exits. The second thing is bug out bags, right? Because you might need to grab and go real quick. What's in your bug out bag? What are you going to put in it? We did a whole episode on bug out bags. I might do a whole episode on what to include in your bug out bags one day. But if not, you just look online or look in the book, right? It tells you exactly what to put in your bug out bags. Different situations call for different things. You got pets, you got kids. All of them need special consideration, right? For those of you who don't know what a bug out bag is, it's just something that you can quickly grab, and so you should be able to last like 3 days. So you fill up 3 days worth of stuff that you need to survive. Should be able to provide food, water, protection, shelter, rescue. Probably have some cash in there. If you really want to go nuts with it, you can put a gun in there, I guess, depending on where you live. Some canned food, lots of water, something to filter water, to purify water. If you've got kids, you want warm clothes, all that sort of stuff. So bug out bags are good. And the last one is have a meeting point. So you all escape the house, right? Where are you going to meet? Is it going to be and it has to be away from the house, at least somewhat, because if your house is on fire, you don't want a meeting point to be right next to the house, right? And also, if it's like an intruder and you all got to run away, you need a meeting point. It might be the local gas station or something like that. So have a meeting point, and it depends on the age of your family, right? If you've got young kids, it has to be somewhere easily recognizable. It should be easily recognizable anyway, to be fair. Okay, that is it. So you may have multiple escape plans. I mean, that's a very generic thing that I've just said, right? Very easy, and it wasn't a lot of information, but it is actually enough to create what you need. But you might have multiple, like what to do in a fire, what to do whatever natural disaster is common in your area, earthquakes or tornadoes or whatever, right? You have to have a plan for all of those, and all of them might be slightly different. What to do an intruder, right? And then the last thing, of course, is very important, is to practice, right? Drill it. So everyone in the house needs to know, everyone in the house needs to be able to know what to do if there's a fire in the house. Like, do you fight it? When do you fight it? When do you bug out? If there's a intruder comes in, what do you do? All that sort of stuff. So make sure you practice it, and practice it like at the start. You got to practice it, right? Practice it once a week for a month. And then after that, maybe just drill it once a month or once every 3 months or whatever. If you want to learn more about this kind of stuff, check out Evading and Escaping Capture, www.survivalfitnessplan.com/evading-escaping-capture. Don't forget to like.
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.